This week is a double Haftorah, since on Parshas Re'eh we learned the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the minute quoted in Halacha is that therefore we don't want to miss out entirely on one of the Shiva de Nechemta, one of the seven Haftorahs of Nechama that we're supposed to read throughout these weeks, including Parshas Re'eh. And therefore the Halacha quoted is that when Re'eh comes out to coincide with Rosh Chodesh and we read on that Shabbos, the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi. So therefore, we read the Haftorah that otherwise would have been read on Parashas Re'eh. We read that to this coming Shabbos, Parashas Kiseitse. And the reason being, obviously, because the Haftorah of Re'eh follows immediately after the Haftorah of Kiseitse in the Psukim in Yeshaya. The Haftorah of Kiseitse is Perek Nun Dalad. And it goes through Pasuk Yud in Perek Nun Dalet, whereas the Haftorah of Parshas Re'eh picks up right then and there with Perek Nun Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, goes to the conclusion of Perek Nun Dalet, and takes us a few psukim into Perek Nun Hey. So we read both Haftorahs this coming Shabbos, and just try to touch upon a few points from the psukim of the Haftorahs. So Perek Nun Dalet begins with Rania Kara Lo Yolada, a call to Yerushalayim, who throughout the Gullus is compared to a woman unable to give birth. And now comes the call, Rani, to rejoice, Lashon of Rina, because although until now throughout Gullus it was as if she was unable to enjoy the blessings of a birth, however, now, Pitzchi Rina Vitzahali Lochala, now she is being encouraged to open her mouth and to call out in song and joy, because Lochala, even without any labor pains, Kirabim B'nei Shomema Mibnei Be'ula Amar Hashem, because now the sons, the children, so to speak, of Yerushalayim, who had been in Akara, are even more numerous than the sons and children of, in this case, Edom, the archenemy of Klal Yisrael, who until now had been an Isha Ba'ula, had been living very joyously, very, very satisfied life. But when it comes, the Ge'ula will arrive, those fortunes will change for Klal Yisrael for the better. And therefore, because of the tidings of the many, many children that Yerushalayim will be zocha to bring back, so the Navi now encourages Yerushalayim, Hachivi, Mikom, Ahalech, Virios, Mishkin, Osayach. You should widen, expand your tent. Speaking to Yerushalayim, expand your tent and the curtains of your dwellings. Al Tach Sochi, don't withhold, don't refrain. Harichi me sarayach b'sedesayach chazeki. You should lengthen those ropes with which you used to tie the tent, and the pegs that are used to hold the tent in place, you should strengthen. And in explaining why this is so, the Navi then says, and here again, once again, we see the phrase in Tanakh from which parts of Lechadodi were called from, Ki yamin usmol tifrotzi, because you, Yerushalayim, will expand or strengthen both to the right, to the left. The Zareich Goyim Yirash, your children will inherit nations. The Orim Neshamos Yoshivu, and they will settle desolate cities. Speaking of the expansion of Yerushalayim, it's so obvious, living now in 2022, what is meant by the Navi, when centuries and centuries Yerushalayim was confined to within the walls, and all of a sudden, end of the 1800s, first settlements outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, and now Yerushalayim has exploded, most populated city in Eretz Yisrael, and expanding continuously beyond what was heretofore imaginable. So Yom Nesmol Tifrotzi, that's the Navi speaking of what's going to happen to the expansion of Yerushalayim in times of Geula, and Arim Neshamos Yeshiva will settle desolate cities. Al-Tiri, don't be afraid. Kilo Sevoshi, once again a reference that we find in the Chadodi. You will have no longer any need to be ashamed. Va'alti Kolmi, nor will you be embarrassed. Kilo sachpiri, you will not be anymore, again, ashamed. Kivoshes alumayach tishkachi, the shame of your youth you'll forget. V'cherpas almenusayach, and the shame of your widow years, referring to Gullus. Losiz kriod, you will never have to mention or remember ever again. And here the pasuk is reassuring Klal Yisrael that once this geula comes about, you will no longer suffer a repeat of Gullus. And this guarantee, if you will, appears later as well in Pasuk Tes, in the same parak, a little further on in the Haftorah. The Navi again reassures Klal Yisrael by saying, Ki mei noach zos li, that this oath that I've taken, namely, that the experience of Gullus will never be experienced again, that this Geula will be final, this oath is like the oath I took with regard to the waters of Noach, Asher Nishbati Me'avor Me'Noach Od Ha'aretz, just as I swore, says God, never to bring a mabul again to decimate the land, Kein Nishbati, so too I have sworn now, in these psukim, Miktsof Alayich Umig Arbach, from being angry at you again and scolding you again. In other words, a reassurance yet again that this geula will be final. It will be permanent. It will be lasting. Unlike the geula from Mitzrayim that we know was followed by Gullus Babel. Unlike the geula from Gullus Babel that was followed by yet again a Gullus of Rome, a Gullus of Edom. This geula to come will be permanent. Will be lasting. And that the Navi reiterates here, both in Pasuk Dalet, don't be afraid. This is not going to be again a geula that will result in shame and embarrassment of yet another exile. And an oath taken by Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the oath of Mei Noach, so too this too is an oath that there will never be an experience of Gullus again after this coming geula. And just to jump again to Pasuk Yud, the Navi stresses, Ki ha'horem yamushu v'hagavos timutenu, even if the mountains and hills should cease to exist, should fall and collapse, which Beforshim writes is a reference to the harem and the gavos, are the references to the zchus avos and to the zchus imahos. That's what Rashi writes there, that even if the zchus avos and zchus imahos will no longer protect us because it has been used up, perhaps. Even so, the Chasdi Me'itech Lo Yamush, the very last pasuk in the Navi of in the Haftarah of Kiseitze, my kindness, says HaKadosh Baruch to you, will never cease. Ubris Shlomi Lo Samut, and the covenant of my peace to you will never collapse. Amar Rachamech Hashem, God who has compassion on you, guarantees that. So this stress here again that this is going to be a geula that will be permanent. And don't fear, don't be afraid that it's going to be a temporary geula. No, this will be a permanent, lasting geula. A fascinating Medrash Tanchuma that alludes to this idea as well. This Medrash Tanchuma I first saw cited, I believe it might have been by Rav Yaakov Filber in his Sefer Yalat HaShachar, in which it's a Sefer written bolstering the view of the religious significance of Hakamas Hamadina, that it is the Reishis Tzmichas Geulaseinu, and a response to the detractors, perhaps the most extremely formulated such detraction is that of the Satmar Rav, Zatzal, in his Vayal Moshe. He perhaps wrote the most about it, and the most fierce and the most extreme position and opposition to it, but in referencing those who are concerned or who argue that this is not the ultimate geula, so Rav Yaakov Filber cites a Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shoftim, last week's Parsha. And the Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shoftim, in turn, cites a pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. And the pasuk in Zechariah, Yud Gimel Ches, says as follows. Pasuk says, will be throughout the land, says God. Pishnayim ba yikarsu yigvo, twice they'll be cut down. Vashlishis yivaserba. The third will remain. So the Medrash Tanchum asks, what does that mean? That pishnaim ba yikarsu yigva'u, that twice they will be cut down, vashlishis yivaserba, and the third will remain. So Medrash Tanchum writes in Parsha Shoftim as follows. Hashlishis yivaserba means the geula shlishis, the third redemption. And says the Medrash Tanchuma, ein misyashvin ba'artzam ela b'geula shlishis. They will only, Klal Yisrael will only succeed in resettling their land come the third geula. And the Medrash then spells it out. Geula Rishona was their redemption from Mitzrayim. The geula shnia was the geulas, the geula from geulas Bavel, geulas Ezra. And then the Medrash concludes, shlishis ein la hefsik. The third geula ein la hefsik will be forever. That's what this Navi here is telling us as well, in Yishayin, in Dalet. Don't be afraid. This is not going to be a temporary, short-lived geula. This will be permanent. And the reason for the fear is the following. Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a very fascinating piece in Emes LeYaakov, Al HaTorah, writes as follows. He says, we know that the Bayis Sheni was lacking relative to the Bayis Rishon. The Gemara Numa tells us that Bayis Sheni was missing certain key elements and components that were present in Bayis Rishon, the Urim V'Tumim, the Aron. There were numerous features of Bayis Rishon that were lacking in Bayis Sheni. So how could that be? The Aron, that's the Ikar of the Mishkan, the Ikar of the Mikdash. There's no Aron in the Bayis Sheni, so how is that a Geula? How is that a Beis HaMikdash? And so Yaakov Kamenetsky explains very interestingly as follows. He said that the geula from Golas Babel was never intended to be a permanent geula. It was never meant to be a permanent solution that Klal Yisrael squandered because of their chet of sinas chinam, and therefore it was resulted in Golas. The fact that there wasn't an Urim V'Tumim, the fact that there wasn't an Aron to begin with, indicates, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the intent of geulas Ezra and the return from Golas Babel and the Binyan Bayis Sheni was never meant to be a permanent solution, a permanent geula. How could it be? No Aron, no Urim V'Tumim. It was never meant to be permanent. Rather, says Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the geula from Golas Babel and Bayis Sheni was meant to be a respite, if you will, from Golas. Kadosh Baruch Hu was concerned. He saw that Klal Yisrael would have been decimated and assimilated in the Golas. And therefore, to give him a period of recovery, of reinvigorating them, energizing them, preparing them for the real Golas that was yet to come, he brought them back to Eretz Yisrael, gave them 4 centuries or so of Bayis Sheni, of peace, of living in Eretz Yisrael. But that was more like a breather, a temporary respite from the punishment of Golas before they then set out into the much longer, much more fierce Golas persecutions of Golas Edom. So that was never intended to be a permanent solution, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So in light of that, the Navi is reassuring Klal Yisrael when it comes to the Geula Shlishis. Now obviously he's saying this before Golas Babel ended, before Golas Babel occurred. He's saying this before the Geula of Golas Babel, but he's saying that ultimately, Geula Shlishis, that will be a permanent geula. So even though when it comes time for geula shlishis, we'll look back and we'll say, well, how do we know? Golas Babel was followed by only a short-term, short-lived geula. Maybe the geula shlishis as well is going to be short-term, short-lived. So nobody's reassuring us, no, this is going to be an oath that I'm promising you. I'm swearing this will never be followed again by a punishment of Golas yet again. I'm promising you now as well that don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed. This is going to be a permanent, long-lived solution of geula, and the words again of that Medrash Tanchum and Shoftim, shlishis ein lahefsik, that the third shiva, the third siashvus, the third settlement of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, which certainly we are seeing now today, the return of millions upon millions of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, this yishuv ba'artzam, says the Tanchuma, is going to be the geula shlishis, which is going to be permanent, ein lahefsik. So that's this first emphasis here in the psukim, of don't be afraid, this is going to be long-term, permanent geula. Then the Navi continues back in Pasuk Hey, reassuring Klal Yisrael, Bo alayach osayach Hashem tzvakos shmo, b'go alayach kadosh Yisrael, alakei kol haaretz yikarei. After all, it is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created you, who is going to be in this mashal, the husband of Klal Yisrael bringing her back. And he is the God of the entire earth. So no one's going to stop him from acting in our best interests. And whereas in Pasuk Vav, and Isha Azuva Va'atsuvas Ruach Kruach Hashem, that we are not viewed now, says the Navi, as a woman who is widowed because her husband died forever. We're viewed now as an Isha Azuva, Atsuvas Ruach, woman who was abandoned temporarily and has since regretted and become very depressed and saddened by her inappropriate behavior. And that's why she now has that second chance being brought back by her husband. Eishes Ne'urim, she is that beloved wife of one's youth, that Kisimais, even if she is for a short period of time rejected, nonetheless, she is brought back again, ultimately. That's the mashal here of Klal Yisrael coming back after the Golus comes to an end. Then perhaps a fascinating, well-known pasuk. Berega katona zavtich. I left you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a moment. Berega katon, in a moment. On one hand, that might mean that the Golus that we're experiencing will one day be looked back upon as a short, fleeting period of time in the sea of the eternity of Geula. Or it might mean that, and both these interpretations are quoted by Gamliel Rabinovitz, or it might mean that Berega Koton Azavtich, that due to even just one moment of Hester Panim, one moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'ilu obscuring himself from us, that resulted in all of this Golus. So two interpretations there. Either that in retrospect, looking back, Bishas Geula, at this Golus, it will be looked upon as a Rega Katon, as a brief fleeting moment of punishment. That's how wonderful the Geula will be and how permanent and long-lasting it will be. Or the second shot is that all of this Golus was because of one moment of Hester Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns his face, hides his face, kiviyocha, from us for just a moment. Berega Katon Azavtich, that's what resulted in all of this Golus. But in contrast to that, Uverachamim Gedolim Akabtseich, I will bring you back with great compassion, with Rachamim Gedolim. And the next pasuk as well, reiterating that, Beshetzef Ketzef Estarti Panai Regamimech. It was one moment that in anger I hid myself from you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what resulted in all this Golus. Ubechesed Olam, but eternal, long lasting, permanent Chesed. Rechamtich will be my compassion, my mercy on you for the Geula. Amar Goalech Hashem, your Redeemer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stresses. So that's also a beautiful thought, that this Geula will be permanent, it will be Chesed Olam, it will be permanent Chesed. And also, it's a sobering reminder of what the consequences can be of even one moment of Hester Panim. A fleeting moment of anger, b'shetzef ketzef, histati panai, rega mimeich, and that's what results in this Golus. Just a rega katona zavtich, a one brief moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyocha turns his face, results in this Golus. That's the danger of Hester Panim. And Gamliel Rabinovitz here writes, citing from what is cited by many others, Nesiv HaShalom also cites this as well, a fascinating passage in the Rambam's Mornavuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph. When speaking about Hester Panim, which we just saw in the Pesukim here, is what is the source of Golus, the source of our suffering. One moment of Histarti Panai Rega Mimeich. So how does one counteract that Hester Panim? How does one counteract that brief moment of Hester Panim that resulted in such suffering of Golus? So the Rambam Moran Vuchim writes beautifully as follows. He says, amazing passage. He says, V'hine nigla elai iyun nifla ma'od. Rambam says, it was revealed to me a remarkable insight, says the Rambam. One that will illuminate, he says, divine secrets. What is this secret that he's telling us? He says as follows. He says, relative to the extent to which a person thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu consistently, so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and direct supervision of that person be. In other words, again, the extent to which a person, lo yasser sichlo me'ashem tamid, never lets God out of his mind, to that same extent, and directly proportionate to that extent, tia ha-hashgacha bo-tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu will oversee that person, says the Rambam. So therefore, says the Rambam, if a person at times loses focus, he forgets about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then the Hashgacha might leave him at that point as well. Meaning, Hester Panim will follow one's forgetfulness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the mashal is like this, says Ram. Imagine somebody who just doesn't think of God at all, ever. It's like someone who's in the pitch black dark of night, doesn't see light at all. Someone who is always appreciative and aware of and cognizant of God's existence in his life, it's like someone in a bright sunny day, bright light throughout the day. And someone who, you know, sometimes thinks about God, sometimes when he is doing certain things, forgets about God, says, it's like someone on a cloudy day. You know, there's a bit of a partition between him and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not as clear as it should be. So Rambam says, if evil befalls someone, which results from Hester Panim, it's only because the person had, at that moment, forgotten a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And proportion to the length of one's forgetfulness, that will determine the extent of the suffering that a person will, God forbid, be vulnerable to at that time. And I'm concluded by saying that the Hester Panim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu results from us. We make that iron curtain between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, it's all about to what extent we are cognizant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as mentioned last week, the famous Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel Perek Yud Ches, who speaks about how critical it is to always be aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, the Ein Od Mavado, there is no other force or power in this universe whatsoever besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That, says Nefesh HaChaim, is a segula nifla to protect somebody from any other harm or force in this earth. Because, like the Rambam says, if one is so cognizant and aware of Hashgachas Hashem at all times, so then he's zochet Hashgachas Hashem at all times. If he at any time forgets the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he's subject at that time to Hester Panim. So that's a very important yesod to be cognizant of and always aware of, and stems from these psukim here, that the galus results from a histarti panai regami meich, from a momentary hester panim. It's a bereget katan azavtich. It was a small moment in time that Kadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us, but it's in our hands to correct it with the focus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, by focusing on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And one other thought on this pasuk, b'chesed olam richamtich. We said the pasuk in the pasuk is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is reassuring us that the chesed with which I will redeem you will be lasting forever. The Gamliel Rabinovitz suggests that perhaps there's another interpretation here as well. B'chesed olam richamtich might refer to the chesed that one Jew does for another. That will bring about the richamtich, the rachamim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So even though the pashup shot seems to be that my hester panim was for a moment, but my chesed of geula will be forever, but perhaps what the pasuk is also alluding to, says Rabbi Gamliel, is that yes, there was hester panim for a moment that resulted in geulas, but you want to bring about rachamim. How can you bring about rachamim? How can you bring about geula? Uve chesed olam richamtich, through your chesed that fills the world, that will bring about the rachamim that's necessary for geula. And the same idea is, once again, alluded to later in the Haftarah, this time the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh, which we'll be reading as well this Shabbos. In Parshas Re'eh, the next Haftarah, we find in Pasuk Yidalid, Bitzdaka Tikonani. The Pasuk says that it is through righteousness, giving, tzedaka, that you will be stabilized and firm and steady. That will also bring about the geula. That pasuk also in the next haftarah, Perak Nun Dalid, Bitzdaka Tikonani, alludes to the same idea. Bechesed olam richamtich, that through chesed, through tzedaka, that will bring about the geula. So jumping to that haftarah as well, Those two psukim there, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Daled. Touch upon those for a moment. The Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh begins with Ani Asara Lo Nuchama, that Kal Yisrael is like during her exile, a poor woman who is so troubled by the suffering, she finds no comfort. Almost like the pasuk that speaks of Ein Menachem La Mikol O'aveha. So too, Ani Asara Lo Nuchama, throughout Golus, she is poor, she is just so troubled, no source of comfort. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu then through the Navi reassures Kal Yisrael how the stones of Yerushalayim will be repaved or rebuilt with precious stones. Descriptions of the physical rebuilding and beauty of Yerushalayim that will come with the Geula. And then getting to Yud Gimel and Yud Daled, now we turn to the spiritual, perhaps, components of the Geula. Famous pasuk, V'chol banayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich. That, spiritually speaking as well, all of your children will be limudei Hashem. All of your children will be individuals who are engaged in the study of Torah, as if they are a talmidim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. V'rav shalom banayich, and as a result, there'll be much peace in the world. And then comes b'tzaka tikonani rachakim e'oshek kilosi roi u'memchita kilosi krav e'loich. That the tzedakah, the chesed, also will be a source of strength for Klal Yisrael at that time. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that side of Chesem and Beis, says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar asked him, what should a person do to be spared from the Chevle Mashiach, the Gog and Magog? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar answered, Yasuk b'Torah u'b'gemilas chasadim. Those two zechuyos, Torah, gemilas chasadim. That's what the pasuk here is emphasizing. Comes to Geula. V'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem, v'rav shalom b'nayich. That through both the zechus of limudei Hashem and as well through b'tzdaka tikonani, that will bring about the shalom, rav shalom b'nayich. That will bring about the shalom of Kadosh Baruch Hu upon Klal Yisrael, when there's both Talmud Torah and when there is also b'tzdaka tikonani. The very next pasuk there, pasuk Tesvav, Hein gor yagur efes meosi migar itach alayich yipol. Here again, Rav Gamliel says this is also the same message we saw before. Hein gor yagur. Who will be afraid? Gor yagur, lashon of fear. Only efes meosi, one who is not connected to me, one who is distant from me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi gar itach alayich yipol. Whoever starts up with you, Klal Yisrael, because you are connected to me, will be defeated. Again, this idea that when a person is aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, cognizant of God in his life, he has no reason to be afraid. Hein gor yagur, those who are afraid, efes meosi, only those who are distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But one who starts up with you, Klal Yisrael, mi gar itach alayich yipol, will suffer defeat. Another comment on that famous pasuk of Chol Banayich Lemudei Hashem, Barav Shalom Banayich. The Gemara says, Atikri Banayich Ela Bo Nayich. That those who engage in Talmud Torah, the builders. Chavetz Chaim said the mashal is that engaging in study of Talmud Torah is what builds one's home in the next world. Talmud Torah is the binyan of one's Olam Haba. So the Banayach who are Lemudei Hashem are the Bonayach, the ones who are building for the future. Just to conclude, the Navi in Perek Nun Hei, the concluding verses of the Haftarah, Parshas Re'eh, famous psukim, beautiful imagery. Hoy called Same Luchula Mayim, Bashar Ein Lo Kasef, Luchu Shevru Ve'Echolu, Uluchu Shevru Belo Kasef, Ubelo Mechir, Yain V'Cholav. A reference to the study of Torah. Mayim, the metaphor for Torah, as is Yain and Chalav. And the Pasuk is encouraging anyone who thirsts, to go to the water, to drink it. You don't need money. It's free. The yayin, the chalav, again, all representative of Torah. Just go and take it without paying for it. There's no cost for Torah. It's freely available to everybody. All that is asked of us is you must be tzameh. You must thirst for it. One doesn't really yearn for Torah. One doesn't really desire Torah. One will not be successful in accomplishing in Torah. All that's asked of when it comes to study of Torah is not money. All that's asked is to be a tzameh, to thirst, to desperately want it. As long as there's the ratzon to seek out Torah learning and to be willing to devote oneself, to commit oneself, to be mosen nefesh, to be mevakesh for Torah learning, that's all that is necessary. Hoy kol tzameh l'chul amayim. Kasha ein lo kasef. You have no money. L'chul shivu v'acholu. Go and take it and eat it. L'chul shivu b'lo kasef. No money necessary. B'lo yom mecher yayin v'chol. No money costing for the wine and for the milk. And why, says the Navi, lo mesishkelu kasef b'lo lechem v'yigachem b'lo l'sava. Why are you spending money on those efforts that are not meaningful ultimately, like Torah is? Shimu shimu alai, listen to me, v'ichlu tov, eat well, v'sis aneg b'deshen nafshachem, and satisfy your souls by pursuing Torah, not by pursuing that which is not ultimately worthwhile. And the concluding pasuk in the Haftarah, just jump to that for the moment, is that hein goy lo seida tikra, that a nation that you never knew will call you to assist you coming when it comes time for geula. Those who you have not known previously will rush to assist you. Rush to assist you. Why is that? L'man Hashem Elokecha, because of all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have done for us. The goyim who we had no shaychus to before will see this, will rush to assist us. The Kadosh Yisrael, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kadosh Yisrael, Kifei Arach, he has beautified us. His presence in us is the source of our pe'er, is the source of our glory, the source of our beauty. If we are makabel malchus shemayim, to ensure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all times, we're always aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives, we live in that fashion, then we are zochot to that pe'er, we're zochot to that glory, that beauty, that even the goyim ultimately will recognize and will rush to respect. Okay, so we'll conclude here.